The Traveler's Journal, May 1st, in a small Texas town where time stood still. The artist, Norman Rockwell, would have felt right at home in Jefferson, a town on the eastern edge of Texas. Founded in 1840 on the banks of the Big Cypress Bayou, Jefferson was, for decades, as far upstream as steamboats could navigate the Red River, a main artery west from the Mississippi. During the Civil War, Jefferson was a supply depot for the Confederacy. By 1872, it was Texas's second busiest port. Business and building boomed, as did local fortunes. The very next year, however, the plug was pulled on Jefferson, literally. The Army Corps of Engineers removed a huge logjam downstream. The falling water level left the town high and dry, at least as far as steamboats were concerned. Its fate sealed, half of Jefferson's population packed up and moved away. Whole blocks of grand 19th-century brick-and-timber buildings stood empty for decades. Progress crept along slowly in Jefferson until after World War II. That's when members of the local garden club began a push to renovate the town's fine old buildings. More than 100 are now listed on the National Register of Historic Places. With dozens of inns and B&Bs, as many antique and craft shops, a slew of good restaurants, and several interesting museums, this small town in East Texas is humming again. That's especially true this weekend, during the annual historic pilgrimage, when dozens of Jefferson's finest private homes will be open for tours, and the smells of home cooking will fill the air. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.